This is Jesselyn Eisenman back here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days, and I am here in the old school building, top level here, second level, and I'm in the Farm Museum, and I've been looking around, seeing a lot of these antique items here, and I am joined with the guy who knows it all around here up in this Farm Museum.
My name is Verlin Suits, S-U-I-T-S, and I'm from this area, from Rantoul. I've lived here all my life in Gifford and Rantoul. All the items up here are items that were used on the farm for many decades, probably for nearly 100 years now. There's items, there's grinding wheels I'm looking at, and of course all the insulators when the lines used to be, telephone lines used to be next to the railroad. And I'm just looking across here. I see a cream separator out here. When we used to milk, we would run a lot of the milk through the cream separator, which separated the milk from the butter fat. So, looking here, tools a cobbler used to use when they'd repair shoes. I'm looking here, we used to castrate the steers, make bull calf steers. They were castrated, and there's a dehorner. If some of them grew pretty long horns, and oftentimes it was safer for them if we dehorned them. I don't know. Beyond that, there's a lot of different items. I've enjoyed the area my whole life. I'm an engineer. I built bridges and highways during part of my career on Interstate 57 and Interstate 74. And down, we built a big bridge down at Findlay, Illinois. That was all during the time that I was half my age. As I say, I will be 85 in a month here, so that's where I'm at in life.
Thank you so much, and happy early birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. As I say, it's a month and a few days from now, August 16th.
Well, I hope you have a good birthday. And if you come up here in the Farm Museum, you can find old news articles and old photographs, and there are some newspaper up here on the wall and picture frames. Just old pictures in general all over, different like flyers and stuff like that that has been preserved. What would you say is your favorite antique item in this room?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it's just, I guess actually, it'd be the cream separator in this room. I still have it. It's exactly like that. From that standpoint, it's probably my favorite item.
Yeah, a lot of history behind these items. And with the cream separator, you have a connection with. So, yeah, that is your favorite. That's nice,
then,
yeah.
Then we would go ahead and churn the cream. And, of course, that would make it, turn that into butter. And so it's what I work with the most, I suppose, when I was a kid growing up. But as I say, my dad told me I wouldn't be able to farm when I was 12, 13 years old. So I had to go a different route. So I became an engineer. Civil engineer. Walking around here, I remember the chicken coops here. That's where we used to put chickens that didn't lay eggs anymore. And then we had a guy that would stop by at the farm on a weekly basis, and the ones that didn't lay eggs anymore, they went to market.
Lots of history around here in the Farm Museum on the second level here in the old school building.
As farmers, we would just butcher our own cattle, and if my wife was here, she could talk all about the canning. My wife and I have been married for almost 63 years now. We've been around a little while, and I've got children and grandchildren.
Well, thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, no, thank you. Make sure you come into the old school building and come up to the second level here in the Farm Museum. And stop by this lovely man, and he can tell you all about these antiques, because there are a lot with a lot of history. I am Jesselyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Historic Farm Days.